Dreamscape presents How to Lose a Fiancé by Stephanie London, narrated by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. No. No, 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 no. It was something Sophia Andreu said in her head a lot more than she said aloud. Chalk it up to having a control freak father who was an expert in getting his way, with an arsenal of techniques up his sleeve to make sure he had the last word. Voicing her opposition was unheard of. Until now. Because this was taking it too far. Dad, you can't be serious. Sophia tried to laugh, but the sound had a razor edge to it. Marriage? To a guy I've never met? She looked over to where her mother sat on the windowsill of their Brooklyn brownstone, studiously avoiding Sophia's gaze and picking at an invisible piece of lint on her skirt. As usual, she said nothing.
To a man who will save this family, her father corrected. Dion Caracas is willing to buy our company and put the necessary funds into reviving it. Without that money, we'll be...
Nothing. The quiet word slipped from her mother's lips, but then her eyes immediately darted over to her husband. Sophia knew her mother would never question the head of the family, because for as long as she could remember, he'd always known and done what was best for them all. But she was really struggling to see how marrying her off to a stranger as part of a business deal was the best solution. Besides, why did everybody want to be somebody? She suppressed the urge to roll her eyes. Sophia would have been perfectly happy to leave New York and live a quiet life, somewhere green and peaceful, with a small army of furry friends. Somewhere far, far away from her father's influence. Did she love her father? That was a complicated question about a complicated man. But Sophia valued being part of her family, valued the lifestyle her father had worked hard to provide, and valued the fact his decisions were born of the best intentions, though she could have done without his steamrolling. So she'd been a good daughter. Everything he'd ever asked for, she'd done, like a good little princess. Well-mannered and well-behaved, that was her in a nutshell. But now it appeared they'd reached the point where she would have to put her foot down. Delicately, of course. Before she could say another word, her father tapped his finger on his desk.
Dorothy, leave us for a minute. I want to talk to Sophia alone.
The command was enough to have Sophia's mother on her feet and exiting the room without so much as a backward glance. So much for reinforcements. Her father turned to her.
This isn't the time for you to be doubting your loyalty to this family.
Sophia's lips tightened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?